Day 16. Spend 10% more time on the most important tasks. So let's talk about focus. The ability to do focused work, especially as a side hustler, is so important. I've mentioned a couple of times that my ideal customer for Side Hustle School, my target market, if you will, is essentially busy people with a lot of responsibilities who still want to invest in themselves by creating the security of a second or third income, but don't have a lot of time. And I actually think these people, perhaps you, are at an advantage in this world over somebody who has unlimited time or at least a ton of time. The thing is, when you have unlimited time, it's really easy to get overwhelmed and think you can do everything. And obviously you can't, at least you're not going to do it well. So busy people tend to be pretty good at prioritization and not just working hard, but working smart. And when it comes to side hustling, you know, in this situation, what's true is that you really have to make your work count. You really need to identify what's essential and spend your time on that. I remember long ago, I was living on a hospital ship and I was there for 4 years. It was docked mostly off the coast of Sierra Leone and Liberia, a few other countries the rest of the time. And I was an aid worker during the day. Like that was my main gig. And I moonlighted literally at night with this kind of creaky internet connection back in the States, selling products online, doing some business consulting, doing some stuff with Google AdWords and AdSense, you know, basically side hustling. And I had really limited time. I mean, I often had only 20 to 30 minutes each evening, maybe 20 to 30 minutes in the mornings, and would use probably half of my Saturday to work on my stuff. But it really was kind of limited. And especially when it came to the evening times, I was tired. Like I had been out doing stuff all day. I'd been driving my Land Rover around villages or having meetings or, you know, just all kinds of stuff. And I would go into my office, had a small little office, and I'd sit down to work on that side hustle. And I could tell a dramatic difference in the results I experienced based on how I prepared for it. And if I prepared for it well, if like early in the morning or the night before, I had said, okay, tomorrow my goals are, you know, in this 30-minute period, I'm going to write a newsletter. Like that's going to be my one thing. And if I do that, that's great. If I do something else on top of it, that's awesome. But I have to write that newsletter. Or I'm going to write copy for a new sales page. Or I'm going to set up this new system. If I did that and I knew what I had to do, then the process just went so much better. If, on the other hand, I kind of went into that 20 to 30 minute period, you know, with a long to-do list or no list at all, really, just kind of like a whole bunch of stuff in my head, it wouldn't work. I mean, I would spend my time like trying to figure out what to spend my time on, or I would just start answering emails or doing customer support. And so in that case, I'm kind of working in the business as opposed to working on the business, which is critical, again, as a side hustler. So if you can adopt that habit of saying, okay, first of all, what am I going to spend my time on when I sit down to work on my hustle? That is tremendously valuable. And if you already know where to spend your time, that's great. But I'm going to give you two broad areas of focus that are almost always worth considering when you're thinking, okay, like what do I do next? And the first broad area of focus is all about your customer and changing their life. Like how can you change your customer's life? How can you improve their experience? A couple methods are, you know, under-promising, over-delivering, like trying to go above and beyond. Responding to unspoken needs. Like, sure, the customer hired you to complete a certain task or they ordered a certain product. Is there something else they need that you could easily provide as well? And that could turn into a sales strategy, not just being helpful. It could be both. And then also highlighting positive results. Like, if you report back to customers in some way, show them how your service has benefited them. If you've been doing Facebook ad consulting, for example, like show them the results, show them like, oh, I did these tests and I was able to save X percent or X dollar amount because I took the time and did this testing or whatever it was. So that's the first focus area. The second focus area is to make more money. And feel free to flip these, by the way. It's totally fine to make more money first. One area of focus is about improving the experience for your customer. And the second area of focus relates to you. And as I say often, like there's lots of good reasons to have a side hustle, but don't forget that money is one of them. Like your hustle has to be profitable. That's a definition of an economic empowering side hustle. So if you're thinking about making more money, well, you know, what could you do? You could pursue incremental revenue. Once you're making money, it's not usually that difficult to make more. We're going to talk about that a bit more in some modules coming up. There's also a video module about that. What else can you do to basically have more sales? Sell more products, sell more to the existing customers, or acquire new customers? Can you commit to a schedule of regular price increases? Can you say, okay, like at this point, the price is going up? Most people understand that most businesses have to increase their price over time. It really helps to do it regularly. You could also start a side hustle to your hustle. I think I wrote something in the book about how, like, guess what's better than two streams of income? Well, it starts with the number three. So those are just a couple of suggestions, but I think those focus areas are good. There's probably other ways you could make more money, other ways you could improve your customer's life. But be intentional on how you spend your time and spend more time on the most important things. Don't worry as much about the stuff that can fall by the wayside. So that's your call to action. Get in the habit of identifying your side hustle tasks before you sit down to work, and maybe actually identify two things that you can do that fit in this category of focused work.